Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 5th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Open enrollment for Aflac CAIC Voluntary Insurance is now available. Open enrollment will be available through Friday, October 3, 2014, and can be completed online or over the phone. Insurance plans include short-term disability, accident, critical illness, including cancer coverage, and hospital indemnity. On the enrollment website, you will find plan summaries, a question and answers document, and information on plans, including pricing. You also have the ability to add and see beneficiaries and are able to access claim forms. The enrollment site has an online chat feature for asking questions from an enrollment representative. The toll-free number to talk to an enrollment representative is 855-236-9743, and they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit the Aflac page on our website for additional information, including a Q&A, and to access the enrollment website. Recently, we have received some inquiries requesting clarification on the flight deck two-person rule, specifically who is allowed to accomplish this task. Our Flight Attendant Operations Manual, the FAOM, has guidelines that address the correct procedure for entry and guarding of the flight deck. Per our FAOM, only a working crew member satisfies this requirement. Please note, a working crew member does not include deadheading or jump seating flight attendants. If you have any further questions, please refer to the security section in your FAOM or contact your local council, safety, health, and security committee. We are receiving numerous reports about the demo life vest being cut to widen the neck and collar area. If you discover a life vest that has been cut or altered, please report it to the captain to record the damaged demo equipment in the maintenance log, and please fill out an ISAP report identifying that emergency safety equipment was damaged. For more information about the ISAP program and to file a report, please visit the safety page on our website. As we approach the 13th anniversary of September 11th, many of us will begin to plan how we'll recognize this day. Anniversaries offer an opportunity to acknowledge our memories and experiences, to connect with others who share in them, and to pay tribute to our individual and collective journeys. Anniversaries can also serve as personal and professional milestones of our healing and resiliency. For some, September 11th will be marked with private personal gestures, such as observing a moment of silence, spending quiet time reflecting, or dedicating our flying to our profession. For others, it will be marked with collective activities, such as ceremonies and memorial services. There is no right or better way to recognize the anniversary, but there are some suggestions that may prove helpful as we approach the anniversary of September 11th. Observe the anniversary in a way that's comfortable for you. Say no to events or activities that you sense may flood you with too many feelings. Don't compare yourself to how others around you appear to be dealing with the September 11th anniversary. Acknowledge that we all heal at different rates in different ways and with different outcomes. Give yourself permission and time to be affected. Though uncomfortable, anticipate and plan for having a stress reaction as the anniversary approaches. Trust that if you have moments of difficulty, you'll be able to pull yourself back together. Try not to isolate. Isolation can often amplify difficult feelings. Pre-plan now to be with family or friends if you know you have this tendency. Think through in advance how much and the type of anniversary media coverage you can comfortably absorb. Actively monitor and control what news coverage enters your personal space. If you are interested in attending scheduled anniversary events, check local community websites or voicesofseptember11.org. Ask for help, support, and opportunities to talk. Your AFA EAP is here to listen. Telephone numbers of your local EAP committee members are listed at www.afanet.org under the EAP section or on your local council website. You can also call the AFA EAP at 1-800-424-2406. Tuesday, September 23, 2014, AFA CWA International will be hosting a reception for our members, executive board, allied organizations, White House, and congressional representatives, and the greater Washington, D.C. community. This event will also include a special screening of the Rugby Player documentary. The Rugby Player is an uplifting and stereotype-shattering documentary that tells the story of a mother, a son, and what it takes to be a hero. The film explores the lives of Mark Bingham, one of the passengers on United Flight 93, and his mother, Alice Hoagland, a former United Airlines flight attendant. On September 11, 2001, Mark and a group of fellow passengers fought to take control of their hijacked airliner, preventing it from reaching its intended target. The rugby player is a touching, funny, and stirring portrait of how a son's heroism can inspire a nation and how a mother's love can turn profound loss into unshakable resolve. This timely film provides keen insights for the debates on LGBT rights, marriage equality, and gay athletes in sports. Tickets are now available for purchase, and all AFA members may purchase tickets at a special reduced price. Visit our website for ticket information. Enter promotional code AFAMEMBER on the delivery method screen right before you pay, and for your AFA member special reduced rate. To learn more about this film, visit our website or visit www.therugbyplayerfilm.com. Over the past few weeks, as a result of the changes in United's payroll system, deductions that were formerly withheld and sent to our Alliant Credit Union have been changed and are now processed through an automated clearinghouse ACH transaction, all part of United's ongoing effort to harmonize processes. While we understand the frustration many have expressed with these new processes, as well as the problems that have resulted as part of the change, we want to ensure that employees are taking every opportunity to consult with representatives from Alliant in order to find alternative solutions to the problems we are experiencing. The opportunity for each of us to have and maintain a relationship with Alliant Credit Union is a valuable component of our employment. Each of us must ultimately make the personal decision associated with our finances, including where we bank. However, if you are having any difficulties with your credit union deductions as a result of the changes to United's payroll increases, we encourage you to contact representatives from our financial partner, Alliant, to fully explore all alternatives in order to maintain this valuable financial relationship. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.